Episode 945, No One Should Bear Their Burdens Alone.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It's the weekend. Yes, you've survived. Maybe back to school if you've already started. Maybe you're just trying to survive your day. We'll take a deep breath. You know what? We're talking about relationships today, and it's all about no one should bear their burdens alone. I promise you. You're going to get a lot of good out of this one. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I love relationships. That is probably the most exciting thing that I ever do in my life. I love connecting with people. And God created us to connect with people. And when we want to build a strong foundation within our marriage, we have to connect with our partner, whether it's our wife, our husband. It doesn't matter. We have to connect. It's more than just about being ourselves. There's somebody else involved. And for me, in my belief, I believe it's the Trinity. You have God, and then you have the wife and the husband. And it all comes together, and you come together as what? One. But when you come together as one, that should mean that, well, maybe everything's equal. And some people think, okay, well, if everything's equal, then I shouldn't have to do anything by myself. Okay, so that means you're going to go grocery shopping together. We know how well that works with some guys, right? And then you want to go take care of the car, right? We know how sometimes that works with women. Now, some women, some men, they have no problems on either side of that spectrum. But we have to remember that where we are in our life, especially when pain is involved, when we have burdens, no one should bear their burdens alone. The beauty of a relationship, especially marriage, means no one should do it alone. No one should bear their burdens alone. Growing up, I'm sure you can remember a story or two or three or 10 or 20 where you felt all alone. You felt like your parents weren't listening to you, your grandma wasn't listening, your brother wasn't listening, your friends weren't listening. No one would listen to you, maybe even a Sunday school teacher. And you just felt alone, trapped in your own pain, trapped in your burden, trapped in your own storm. But when you're in a relationship, when you're connected, you shouldn't have to bear those burdens alone. You know, life can be all roses, beautiful family selfies, you know, beach selfies. A lot of us are coming back from the beach this year. Unfortunately, we didn't get to go. Maybe next year. We've been moving, right? We're still moving. But for us, we didn't have those beach selfies, even though those of you who did, awesome, awesome. I'm so excited. Maybe your job's going really, really well and you have a happy marriage. That's when life is all roses. It just looks gorgeous, like nothing's going wrong. But what happens when a storm hits? Lightning strikes. Things begin to shatter. Or a tornado from afar begins to enter. What happens to your relationship? If you have a strong foundation, you can handle any storm. And I'm here to tell you, that's 100% true. I know. I've lived them. And it's not easy, but you can do it. You have to have that strong foundation. You were created to be in relationship, connected to one another. You know, God could create everything he wanted on this earth, and he could have left Adam and Eve off and said, oh, I've done awesome. This is fabulous. I'm just going to sit back and watch and enjoy my creation. But he said, no, I need someone to come and care for my creation, the animals, the land, the sea. And then that person, what? Adam needs a mate, a partner, a spouse. He created Eve. We were created from the very beginning to be in relationship with each other and in relationship with God. That is our number one priority. And what do you think about it? We want to be loved, right? Everybody wants that acceptance, that love, that connection. We all want to be drawn into that. Not all of us have it, but that's why we were all created. If we were all created to be in relationship and connected to one another, then no one should bear their burdens alone. No one, especially your spouse. When the weight of the world is upon you, the burden, the pain should be felt by those who love you. I care about you. Now, I may not know you personally, or maybe I do. Maybe I've talked to you on one of our Take Aim coaching calls, a gift that I give you. If you want a gift from me, it's free. It's a coaching call with me. Just click on the link in the show notes. If you're like, where are the show notes? Okay, two things. You can go to createyournow.com, go to podcast, and look up this episode number. You could do it that way. Or on your podcast app that's there, there's like a little eye for information, or there will be a little drop-down menu that says full description. Choose that. You'll see this whole little kind of overview of this podcast. There's a link in there. It's called Take Aim. Action ignites motivation. That's the beginning of our conversation, my free gift to you. So yes, even though I may not know you, or maybe I do because I've spoken with you, and now maybe we're actually friends and sisters and brothers in Christ, I still care about you. I feel connected to you. When I say that you're a part of this family, I 100% mean it from the bottom of my heart. There is no stranger in my life. When I meet you, I love you. Now, does that mean I love everything that you do? No, understand that. Because we all have things that we do that maybe we don't approve of. So let's just say you're someone that I care about. I love you where you are. I don't judge you. But maybe you're someone who goes out and drinks a little too much. I may not like that part of you, okay? But I still love you. And I hope that, you know, with me and in our relationship, that maybe I could draw you away from that, because it doesn't do our body good. So understand that we can care and love for someone, and it doesn't have to be in this, you know, love like twinkle, twinkle, I'm going to live with you the rest of my life type of love. It's a love out of concern, a Jesus Christ love, coming to you with no judgment. That doesn't mean, though, I have to like everything you do, just like you may not like some things I do, or even things that I say here on the episodes within the podcast. We're all uniquely, wonderfully, and fearfully made. But it's true. When I say I love you, I do. And I think of you as part of my family. I have 3 boys, 2 girls, an amazing husband. Yes, I have Rhino the dog. And then I have you and you, and I have you. We were created to be connected, to be in relationship with each other. So when the weight of the world is upon you, I feel it. When I know it, I feel it. If you were to send me an email or a note or tag me on Instagram or tell me something on Facebook, if you're in pain, I shed a tear. I say a prayer for you. If you're telling me you're struggling with your weight, I hear it. I pray for you. That's what it means to be in relationship, to be connected. That's why God created us that way. Now, sometimes that can be a really big fault of mine. I know I'm going to kind of do a sidebar here. My husband, when we first met, we were just dating, getting to know each other. It was like I would go and I could talk to anybody. And he was kind of more of the quiet, reserved, like, I just want to be with you. I don't want anybody else. I don't need to talk to anybody else. I just want to be with you. And I was like, oh, but let's go here. And oh, wait, I don't know this person. But I would strike up conversations and he'd be like, oh my gosh, we're here for another 30 minutes. What is it? Well, he obviously accepted it because we got married and we're still married, even through our torrential tornado and storm and everything that we went through in our lives just before we hit and struck 17 years of marriage. And the thing is, though, he knows that that's who I am. He can't change that about me. And that's one thing, actually, he's come to love about me. See, I don't consider you a stranger. I consider you my brother and sister in Christ. I care about you. I love you. We're connected. Yeah, we're connected around the world. Maybe, yes, it's only through our episodes. But God has a greater connection. And there's something about it. I get these emails and I'll get these little notes from you all. And I love them. I absolutely love them. And you say how much that this episode meant to you or what you learned from it. I don't need to talk and hear my own voice. This is about relationships, connecting, building a foundation. You know, when I started this series for this Saturday called Relationship Builders, I primarily was focusing on marriage because our marriage is suffering in our world today. Why? Because we don't put it first. We put our job first. We even put our children first. And our children are important. I know I have five of them. But the crazy thing is if we don't put our marriage first and we don't build that foundation, the foundation with your children, your relationship with them is going to fall eventually. Why? Because you haven't taken care of the first relationship that God gave you. And that's why I have such a heart, such a passion that no one should bear their burdens alone. No one should do it alone. In marriage, in any relationship, we are called to come alongside of those who are suffering, those who are in pain, those who are hurting, those who have stumbled and fallen. We are to link arms and work through things together. Now, does that mean we have all the answers? No, but we are stronger together. That's community, God's community. That's the church. The church isn't about judgment. That's left to God. Now, I'm not going to get all preachy on you, but I want you to understand the value in you locking arms with your loved one, with your partner, with your spouse who you said, I do, we do, we're doing this together, we're stronger together. That's the community that you want to have. That's what you want to have within your family. That's what you want to grow within your community, in your schools, in your church. That's why God created you, to be in relationship with his creation. Galatians 6:2 says this, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. You want a strong marriage, an incredible partnership, an unrelenting relationship? Then here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Carry each other's burdens. Carry each other's burdens. Don't sit here and say you got to do it by yourself. Good luck with that. No. I mean, think about it. Your spouse is struggling with a job. Maybe they've been in this job for 4 or 5 years. And for some reason, it's not the right fit. Do you sit there and say, you know what? Go ahead. You're making good money. You're paying our bills. Just continue to struggle and be in pain because I don't care about what you're feeling. Does that sound really good? Does that sound like you're building a relationship, a strong foundation that won't be shattered by a storm? No, because put yourself in his shoes. You're the one at that job for 4 or 5 years, struggling, having to put up with CRAP, trying to help with the family finances because basically in order to live the lifestyle you have chosen to live, you both need to work. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's awesome. But would you like him to say to you, good luck with that. Keep going because you know what? If you don't do that, you're not going to have your car that you wanted. You're not going to have this house for sure. And well, you're not going to be able to eat out as often, which means you're going to have to cook more, which means you're working more. And yeah, you still got to take care of the kids. That sounds like a great relationship to me. What about you? No one should bear their burdens alone. We are to carry each other's burdens. That is what Christ requires of us. That's when we fulfill his law. So what does that look like in real life? Carry each other's burdens. Number one, you have to be accepting. Accept your partner where they're at. That doesn't mean you're judgmental. Now, again, you may not like what they're doing or how they're doing it, but you have to come from a position of accepting, because if you judge, that's it. You just might as well walk away. You've lost the battle. Because no matter what you do, they're going to think you're always against them. Trust me, I've been there. And that's not building a strong foundation in your marriage. So you have to be accepting. Number two, you have to be understanding. You may not have all the answers. You may not have the resolution or the quick fix, but you have to be there anyway. You know, think about the vows that you took in sickness and in health, for good, for bad. You might as well add in there for ugly. I mean, we could go on and on and on, for the wrinkles, for, you know, the times that I get sick and I'm hanging over the toilet. I know, TMI, but seriously, we've got to talk about this in real life. Carry each other's burdens. Be accepting. Be understanding. And number three, be loving. And it's not the loving that fits your schedule. It's not the loving that fits, oh, I've got energy for you tonight, so here I am. No. It's the loving of sacrificial love, sacrificial concern. You have a heart for them. You love them as Jesus loves you. Jesus doesn't sit there and say, you know what? You're not worthy of my love. He says, you don't have to carry your burdens alone. I am here. He expects us to do the same thing. So when your husband, when your wife is sitting there going, oh, I don't know. Maybe nothing needs to be said. Maybe you just need to wrap them in your arms and hold them. Maybe tears need to be shed together. Maybe you need to go out and get an ice cream cone. Whatever you need to do, you carry each other's burdens. It's together. You're stronger together. Now you may be saying, Christiane, I don't feel like I'm really together. My marriage is suffering and I don't necessarily feel comfortable in going to someone else. I don't have anyone to turn to or to talk to. Yes, you do. What did I tell you earlier? I love you. You're not a stranger to me. Maybe we never met in person, but God knows. He's made the connection. I'm here for you. Click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you and help you, because you shouldn't carry the burden alone. Now, this is truly how I feel. This is how I was raised. This is how my dad served. This is how my grandma served and my grandpa. I got it from both sides of the family, so I'm like a double, triple whammy here. I don't know what it is, but it's my heart to help and serve you right where you're at, accepting, understanding, and loving, so you can go and turn around and do the same. It's not easy, but it is the Keep It Simple strategy. Your kiss, your challenge. It's up to you whether or not you're ready to fulfill it. And all you have to do it is one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That's all God asks of us. Is to be present, to be incredible, and to be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.